At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Donald Trump is on the defensive again after another unscripted remark at a rally yesterday.
There can be no other interpretation. I mean, give me a break.
Blaming media bias for the firestorm over this quip at his campaign rally.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick... If she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
Trump doing damage control, claiming he was calling on the political powers of Second Amendment voters to make their voices heard, not advocating violence toward his rival.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he thinks Donald Trump's remark yesterday has been taken out of context.
I heard about this Second Amendment quote. It sounds like just a joke gone bad. I hope he clears it up very quickly. You should never joke about something like that.
Ryan spoke to reporters after he easily won the GOP primary in Wisconsin.
Between now and November, I am committed to doing everything I can to make sure that the status quo, which isn't good enough, is not continued, because we can do better.
And Ryan says, quote, we can't afford another 4 years like the Obama years. The neonatal intensive care unit at Prince George's Hospital Center remains closed this morning after a potentially dangerous bacteria was detected.
The bacteria was found during routine testing in the NICU, according to Neil Moore with Dimensions Health.
There was a cluster of positive swabs that were above what our normal number is.
9 preemies were then moved to Children's National as the investigation continues. 2 other preemies recently died in the unit, but Moore says there's no proof as of now that it had to do with the bacteria.
Patients in our NICU are critically ill patients, and so they often have a multitude of conditions.
The NICU is expected to remain closed for several days. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Baltimore Police Department is reportedly going to come under withering criticism today in a new Justice Department report, which is going to detail years of systemic racial bias in Baltimore. The federal investigation was launched last year after the death of Freddie Gray. WikiLeaks is now offering a $20,000 reward as D.C. police continue to look for whoever killed a young staffer for the Democratic National Committee near his Washington home last month. Police believe Seth Rich was the victim of an attempted robbery, but many people have speculated that he was killed because of his work with the DNC. In fact, according to the Washington Post, some have even wondered if Rich was the source of the leaked DNC emails that embarrassed the party. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange would neither confirm nor deny. The executive director of the Maryland Republican Party has been nominated to fill an open seat in the House of Delegates. If appointed by Governor Larry Hogan, Joe Cluster would take the seat vacated recently by his father, John Cluster.
I'm honored to follow in such a great man's footsteps. I've been involved in politics since 2000.
John Cluster was recently appointed to the state's parole commission. The district that he represented is in Baltimore County. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is asking the U.S. Small Business Administration for a disaster declaration for Howard County to provide help to Ellicott City flood victims. A disaster declaration would enable businesses, homeowners, and renters to apply for low-interest loans. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,533, the NASDAQ at 52,25. Sports Michael Phelps claims 2 more gold medals. Katie Ledecky also wins one as Team USA now has 9 gold medals, 26 overall. Baseball, the Nats lose to Cleveland. The O's fall again to Oakland. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall. WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan. Landmark College in Vermont, the college of choice for students who learn differently. There's still time to apply for the fall semester. Classes start August 29th. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, new problem, crash. DC 295 southbound as you come up toward East Capitol Street. Now, we had already been in the thick of it coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. So extra volume here as you try to work around the incident. Still have response on the way. Again, 295 south after Benning Road as you come up to East Capitol Street. Heading to the Wilson Bridge. Your delay is now before St. Barnabas Road. Top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue, 270. Not so bad, just pockets of volume delays. 395, yeah, it is so bad. We have the volume from the Beltway, but the better news, the incident after King Street is all cleared. So from the Beltway to King Street, slow. Now we're starting to trickle into Shirlington, where I just watched a car limp over to the right shoulder, so that's causing a distraction as well. For 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, slow. That crash had been cleared out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great chance. It's pretty low. Humidity's up, though. Has probably low 90s today, about 93, with some sun this afternoon and some fog early. Today with a late-day shower thunderstorm threat, we'll still see the numbers fairly warm through the evening and then overnight fall back to a warm 77. Isolated storms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Chantilly, 75 in Damascus, 78 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Landmark College. A woman is shot and killed during a community police training event in Florida. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We've got a lot of shows still lined up for you. In just a few moments, we're going to go down to Rio and check in with Steve Kastenbaum. 7:35, KT McFarland, national security expert. And at 8:15, a guy named John Bellinger. He's one of those 50 Republicans who says Donald Trump is not prepared to be commander-in-chief. Is he right, or is this not helpful? We'll talk to John Bellinger at 8:15. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we want to revisit a topic that we've discussed in the past, and that is term limits, specifically right now in Montgomery County, as a ballot measure has been now officially put on the ballot. It appears now they're still going through all of the signatures that are required to get something on the ballot for a referendum on term limits, but it looks as though it will be on the ballot. And this is an issue that has been spearheaded by one Robin Ficker, who may be familiar to many of our listeners, as we've interviewed him in the past when he's run for office or been in the forefront of any particular issues. Or if you don't know him that way, you know him as that guy who used to be on the sidelines at Wizards games. Even Bullets games, actually, back when it was okay to call the basketball team of Washington the Bullets.
Yeah.
And used to mercilessly taunt the other team, right? He was a very, very vocal guy. Anyway, he spearheaded this effort, and they've turned in all of the signatures, and it's being put through right now, and it looks as though it's going to be on the ballot. And term limits is a really great idea when you're dealing with a one-party rule in a place like Montgomery County or in other places where you may be concerned about how the entrenched politicians just continue to sit there in their seats and there's never really any viable way to get them out. Many people believe that this is a great idea nationwide as well. So here's the latest on this. Nancy Navarro. You're a big fan of Nancy Navarro's,
yeah.
Aren't you?
We've had a few little interesting
conversations. Aren't you, Brian Wilson?
Yeah, we've had some interesting conversations from time to time.
Montgomery County Council Member Nancy Navarro is now speaking out against this measure because, wait for it, get this. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in favor of term limits in Montgomery County,
What? Oh.
You're racist.
Oh, there it is.
You betcha, baby. Here's her statement on Facebook. As the first immigrant woman ever to serve on the Montgomery County Council. Do you like that she leads with that?
Yeah.
As the first immigrant woman. I think it's appalling that Robin Ficker, perennial Republican candidate, and Brad Botwin, the leader of Help Save Maryland, an organization designated as a hate group by both the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Hey, let me just pause for a moment there. Hey, can I just tell you that you should look at the list of hate groups that have been defined as hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center, is such a complete and total sham. They are leftist socialist shills. And anybody that has an opposing political view that they hold or that any college professor holds on campus across the country, or for that matter, any leader of the Democratic Party, they are suddenly termed a hate group. Do you know why Help Save Maryland is designated a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center? Do you know why?
Why?
I don't know.
Mm.
And neither does the Southern Poverty Law Center, because they don't say. They've just decided. Well, here's the thing. This group, from my, I don't have any relationship with them, but just by doing some basic research, they want our current immigration laws enforced. And they don't.
Well, that makes you a racist.
Well,
then,
there, you go.
There you go.
That means you're a hate group. And don't even get me started on the Anti-Defamation League and the path they're walking down right now. So anyway, I continue with Navarro's statement.
Yeah.
They have made sure that their, and she put it in quotes, term limit ballot measure. Why does that need to be in the air quotes thing? They're making sure their term limit ballot measure specifically targets me. Boy, she's paranoid. I'm sorry, the ballot measure does not mention Ms. Navarro in any way whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's not her. It's all of the members of the council. I mean, it's like saying, oh, this is specifically targeting the Democrats on the Montgomery County Council. Well, I guess that's true, considering every member of the Montgomery County Council is a Democrat. She goes on that on top of that, they blatantly lie to the press about it. She doesn't cite any example. Then she says, I guess the Trump factor is in full effect in Montgomery County.
Yeah.
So the message is sent and the lines are drawn, ladies and gentlemen. If you think that maybe, just maybe, there should be term limits in the Montgomery County Council, you are, in fact, a Trump-loving racist.
You know what, though? I got to be honest with you. I don't like the idea of term limits. I've never been a big fan of it. I think you have the opportunity for term limits every time you hold an election. And people will say, well, you can't do that in Montgomery County because the Democrats, they outnumber the Republicans. Okay, so you have term limits, and all of the Democrats are taken out of office. And what happens? Well, when Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1 in parts of Montgomery County, more Democrats are going to be elected. That's just the way it is.
Well, maybe.
I know. Well, maybe you give you get some guy, a chance. But, I mean, generally, that's probably going to be the outcome. I just think what we need to do is make an attempt to try to convert people to the Republican way of thinking. And I see opportunities, and I wish that we would play upon them. We've got a governor who made a very compelling argument that he should be elected statewide. Let's try to take some of the things that he's doing and see if we can make them work in Montgomery County by putting up some good candidates who can espouse those ideas, and maybe you have a shot. The problem is, though, is that the term limits doesn't solve the problem. We have term limits. It's called an election. If you don't like them, vote for somebody else.
Well, if I may, I don't think it's A or B. I think it's A and B. We have term limits, and we make the case for Republican principles, values, and candidates. You just mentioned what a great job our governor, Larry Hogan, made in making the case for those principles and values and ideals. Well, he only got the chance to do that and actually be governor because Martin O'Malley was term limited. Do you have any doubt in your mind that if Martin O'Malley could have run for a third term as governor?
No, I think he could have been beaten.
I think he would have won.
I think he could have been beaten.
Oh, I think you're wrong. I think he would have won. He absolutely would have won. I think the only reason that Larry Hogan won was because the guy that they picked, Anthony Brown, to run instead of Martin O'Malley was a terrible candidate. He was awful, and he wasn't able to actually articulate.
I completely disagree with that assessment. I believe that the county, the state of Maryland, was ready for a change, that they had had enough of the way money was being spent, they had had enough of the way things were being done, and I think that a good Republican candidate could have beaten Martin O'Malley. I think his time was done, and people were frustrated
with
him. And the Second Amendment issue
issues would have been very helpful in that election to defeat Martin O'Malley.
I think when you are a two-term governor and you are entrenched with the kind of backroom deals that a Martin O'Malley is able to make, you are virtually unbeatable in a state like Maryland, and that's what's happened in Montgomery County.
Well,
these guys are so entrenched.
Play this out, though, okay? So that you knock a bunch of these people who've been there for a long time out of office. How do you get Republicans elected when Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1?
Well, then why bother at all having elections, Brian? I mean, just because they're outnumbered 3-1, first of all, not all of the people in Montgomery County vote in these elections, mm-hmm. number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, the people who are so entrenched in those seats, it's just, you know, people just vote for the incumbent and vote for the incumbent. When there's not an incumbent seat up there, then you're actually having a little bit more of an interesting exchange of ideas. And the fact of the matter is, I think you win by expressing your values, actually taking the fight to the candidate, and they're not going to have the same kind of locked-in support that an incumbent automatically gets.
I think good candidates with good ideas can always win out.
I wish I had known you had these opinions. Otherwise, we could have taken a lot of calls on this thing, but we'll have to do it another time. I thought we've debated the term limit issue in the past.
And I was on record. I'm not much in favor of term limit.
It is said we're about to check in with Rio de Janeiro with Steve Kastenbaum, so stay with us here at 7:15 WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's like we're in Rio right here. We're trying to get first up to the 14th Street Bridge, 395. We are bogged down, though, off the Beltway. And it's a struggle to get in towards Shirlington. Crash along the way, King Street gone. And now one over to the shoulder as you pass the exit for Glebe Road. That's the story there. Heading D.C., 295 southbound. Watch for delays. They're growing coming off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crash southbound 295 after Benning Road as you come up to East Capitol Street. Stay left to go on by. Upper Marlboro still dealing with the crash. You can now get by. Police are there. Southbound 301 before you get to Route 4 at Marlboro Pike. A bit slow through that stretch. Now let's get you 270. Love it. Heavy delays only through Urbana and Clarksburg. That's about the thick of it. Brief delays in Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies today, then partly cloudy this afternoon. But boy, is it going to be. The big story today and for the next several days is the humidity. It's going to be hot and it's going to be super humid. I mean, it's going to feel like Rio.
Walking into a sponge.
Areas of patchy fog, high of 93 degrees today. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, partly cloudy after midnight. Stray shower overnight possible, low 77. And then tomorrow again, partly cloudy, hot and humid. Stray shower possible, high of 94. Right now, it's 80 degrees, 717.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
The Americans are going to win their fourth straight 4x200 and the 21st gold medal for Phelps. The Americans in 7 minutes, 0.66, win gold again.
Michael Phelps getting it done in Rio de Janeiro. Our man in Rio is Steve Kastenbaum. Steve, good to have you with us again. I mean, Michael Phelps, what a story. I mean, it's been pointed out, this guy has won more gold medals than many countries in the entire history of the modern Olympics.
You know, I hadn't looked at it in that way. That's right, he has. And the United States, here we are still just in the first week. It's Wednesday here. We have a long ways to go, and we're racking up those gold medals. The United States now has a total of 26 medals here in these first days of the Olympics in Rio. 9 gold, 8 silver, 9 bronze. China is in second place, 8, 3, and 6. Then behind them, we have Russia with 3, 6, and 3. So we're leaps and bounds ahead of the competition here in Rio de Janeiro right now.
And a local girl here from Bethesda, Maryland, Katie Ledecky, won again yesterday. She's got 3 medals now, 2 gold and 1 silver, because her silver came with the women's 4x100 freestyle relay. But Katie Ledecky, now she's 19. She's sort of on a path to have a, I'm not saying she's going to win Phelps kind of medals, but my gosh, she's really racking them up as well.
She actually could do as well as Phelps if her career is long-lasting. She She's leaving everybody in her wake. Last night's race was a short one, and that's not a good race for her. She does much better in the longer races, and she still won the gold yesterday in a very close finish. So, everybody's talking about Katie Ledecky in terms that we heard when Michael Phelps first burst onto the scene as well. So she could mirror him for success if she has a long career. Some people say she's absolutely superhuman in the pool.
Yeah, I mean, she'll be 24 in the next Olympics, something like that.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. 23, 24. All right. So, listen, we got to talk about the women's gymnastics team. Oh, my gosh. Is that an impressive group of athletes?
Unbelievable. I mean, everybody expected them to dominate here in the Olympic Arena at Baja Park, and they did. It was an amazing night last night, early evening, actually, and they excelled at whatever they did, whether it was the balance beam, even their weakest event, the uneven bars, they looked wonderful. The floor routines, Simone Biles put a big exclamation point at the end of it for everyone in the arena, and they were on their feet cheering. It was deafening in there. And now the women's gymnastics team is the only team to win back-to-back golds in the Olympics. And one of the people who was on both of those teams was Gabby Douglas. She's here now, and she was there 4 years ago, and she had this to say about it. Oh, I thought we were ready to go. Here it is.
It feels amazing. And just to come out here and represent USA and just to be on another Olympic team is something so special. And for me, coming back, I was so excited to come back and really didn't focus on negative energy. I just wanted to go out here and just let my light shine.
There you go. A very humble group of women as well.
And now swimming is going to be going, just to swing back to swimming, that goes through this weekend, I think, right, until Saturday. And that means track and field is coming up next week, right? Are those, how does it work, Steve? Do all the athletes come there for the opening ceremonies and they stay there this whole time? Or were there some athletes who don't compete till next week and they stayed back home and won't come in until they're closer to the competition?
That's right. Some athletes who are participating in track and field did not come down for the opening ceremonies, and that's typical here. And you also have a lot of athletes, once their competitions are done, they go right back to the United States. They don't stick around for the closing ceremonies. So there's sort of like a rotation here in Rio de Janeiro.
Well, looking just ahead, how are we expected to do when we start moving toward track and field? Because obviously we do well in swimming, we do well in gymnastics. That's the first week of the Olympics. How are we going to fare as we get into other areas?
You know, it depends on the event. The Russian team lost a lot of their track and field athletes, and that's going to help the United States team in some of the events. But, you know, there are many nations where there are incredible sprinters here coming to race, and it's going to be cool weather, in the low 70s. At least it is the next couple of days, and if that holds out for next week, we could see some really fast runs if the runners aren't hot, if it's not, 90 degrees with high humidity. So it should be exciting on the track and field. It's one of my favorite areas to cover here, and Usain Bolt, is back here, and folks are expecting him to, get another gold medal in what could be his swan song here in Rio.
Yeah, I read that he said, "This is it, I won't do it again," Usain Bolt. So that's something to watch for sure. How about the loss of Serena Williams? That was really surprising. That was sort of considered a gimme gold medal for the Americans in women's tennis. I know people are still sort of adjusting to the idea of tennis as an Olympic sport. But what happened yesterday with Serena?
Yeah, she got put away by a 20th ranked opponent here, and she was clearly disappointed at the tennis center. This is the first time she's leaving the Olympics without a medal, but many of the tennis players, some didn't even come down here because they're all preparing for the U.S. Open. And the Olympics is exciting, and you definitely want to do well for your country here. I don't think anybody would deny that, but when you have a major world event like the U.S. Open coming up in just a couple of weeks, and it's not just a big event, but there's a huge payday if you win that. That's what's on your mind right now. The Olympics, there's no points to be gained here at the Olympics for the tennis players. They're really just coming here out of patriotism and pride.
Right.
And, they do want to win, but, there are some major world events coming up for tennis players, and that's really their priority.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in Rio, covering the Olympics. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
It's 7:24 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I want to tell you about Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. Listen, your carpets, that's the largest air filter in your home. It should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. And with the Zero Res cleaning, stains, pet accidents, dirt, allergens, contaminants, pet fur, all that stuff that's down there in your carpet and in your pads, it gets removed. You won't believe the kind of stuff that comes up from your carpet. It'll make you sick, but it literally is making you sick by staying down there. That's why if you suffer from allergies, Zero Res is going to get rid of all that stuff and you're going to be breathing easy again. Zero Res always guarantees their work, by the way. That's why I'm so proud to stand by them and call them a partner here. So do what I did. Call Zero Res today. Call, ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special, and Zero Res is going to take care of your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at Zero ResDCMetro.com.
It is 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. You get the gold this morning. That's been pretty much quiet. Really heading through Urbana and Hyattstown and in Rockville. That's the thick of it. Not so good. We're still pretty hot on the story on DC 295 southbound as you come up to East Capitol Street. Still have the right lane blocked with the crash. And if you're coming inside the Beltway from 50, just after 450, before you get to 202, that's where your delays begin. And the same story with the Baltimore-Washington Parkway jam near 202 to get onto Kenilworth Avenue past the crash. To the Wilson Bridge, we're now in delays before St. Barnabas Road. 395 latest incident to the shoulder in Churlington. It's just one single vehicle. We're checking you out, so we're heavy through Landmark. Traffic update is brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. You can shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 25% on fall fashions now at Tanger Outlets. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm, humid air sticking around. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees or just above today. We'll get some sunshine, especially into the afternoon, becoming partly sunny. Could be some fog around, maybe a stray shower or storm by later today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. Right now, 79 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 7:57.
Have you outgrown your timeshare? You bought it back when the kids were young. It was your big family vacation, and you have some great memories. Well, now the kids have left the nest, and they have families of their own. You realize you're not spending your vacations at the timeshare anymore. You're spending them traveling to see the grandkids. Even though you're not using the timeshare, you're still paying for it. So, you tried to sell it. That didn't work. You thought about donating it, but you really don't want to do that to a charity you care about. And now you just feel stuck. You're not stuck. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out of your timeshare. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the industry. They negotiate with the resorts and get them to take the contract back. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com, see the reviews, and schedule your free in-person consultation. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee. They'll get you out or give you a complete refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625. 466-9625.
Coming up on WMAL, KT McFarland after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. This morning, there is yet another Donald Trump remark that he and the GOP are having to try and explain away.
Critics say he has no one to blame but himself.
Nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
Trump doing damage control, claiming he was calling on the political powers of Second Amendment voters to make their voices heard, not advocating violence toward his rival.
This is a political movement. This is a strong, powerful movement, the Second Amendment. You know, Hillary wants to take your guns away. She wants to leave you unprotected in your home.
Clinton's campaign quickly denouncing Trump, saying he is dangerous and a presidential candidate should not suggest violence in anyway.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. House Speaker Paul Ryan has easily won the Republican primary in Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District.
People know who I am, they know what I believe in, and they know I mean what I say, and I say what I mean, and I don't do it in a mean way. And I think that's the kind of politics, that's the kinds of policies that Wisconsinites, Republicans reward.
And Ryan says those latest comments by Donald Trump about the Second Amendment sound like, quote, a joke gone bad. The Justice Department is releasing a report today that reportedly will say there is widespread, long-standing, systemic racial bias in the Baltimore Police Department. That investigation was launched after the death last year of Freddie Gray. Three babies in the neonatal intensive care unit at Prince George's Hospital Center have tested positive for potentially deadly bacteria.
There was a cluster of positive swabs that were above what our normal number is. And because of that, we then began our investigation.
The discovery led Prince George's Hospital Center to close its NICU and transfer nine tiny patients to other hospitals for now. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,533, the NASDAQ at 52.25. Sports, Max Scherzer takes a no-hit bid into the seventh inning, but the Nats still come up short and lose to the Indians. The O's fall to Oakland again. In Rio, two more gold medals for Michael Phelps, one more for Katie Ledecky, as Team USA now has nine gold medals, 26 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thank you, Willis Carrier, for inventing air conditioning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. I'm sure you're enjoying the air conditioning just as much as I am. Now here's the goal. Keep that cold air inside your home. Thompson Creek Window Company can help you with that. They can save you money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. You've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years now. Why? Because the Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. Each window is custom made for our unique climate and just for your home. Plus, they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's nearly indestructible, barely visible, and simple to use. Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer flex screen. This is your final chance to get 25% off every window with the biggest window sale of the year. That's 25% off every window. Pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Attention business owners, are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity, bad credit, or no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors. AmeriFactors will give you cash right now for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your accounts receivable, and if those clients don't pay on those invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your accounts receivable, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. Get new equipment, hire new employees, or go after new business. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front. Then, we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today with AmeriFactors by calling 800-737-6195 or go to AmeriFactors.com/radio. That's 800-737-6195, 800-737-6195.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson of Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Interloop as you head from 95 around toward Braddock Road and 236. The volume again north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Interstate 95 into Woodbridge below speed. 395 heaviest right now heading in toward Shirlington and again Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295. Cruiser still with the crash. You're still seeing activity south. Southbound 295 after Benning Road, but before you get to East Capitol Street, stay left to get on by. And inbound on the Suitland Parkway after Alabama Avenue near Stanton Road, had a report of a stalled car and indications here with the slowdowns that's right in that stretch. Delays beginning on the Suitland Parkway before you even get to Route 5. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm, humid air sticking around. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees or just above today. We'll get some sunshine, especially into the afternoon, becoming partly sunny. Could be some fog around, maybe a stray shower or storm by later today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Alexandria, 75 in Germantown, 78 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:15, you've heard about these 50 Republicans, foreign policy experts who say Donald Trump is not fit to be commander-in-chief. Well, we'll talk to one of those 50. John Bellinger will be our guest at 8:15. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is our good friend KT McFarland, national security analyst and all-round bon vivant. Hello, how are you doing, KT?
Bon vivant. That's terrific. Thank you.
Yeah, take it if you get offered it. Listen, I can't help but say, KT McFarland, national security analyst, there's this story out there of some 50 Republicans who come from the national security defense arena who have signed a letter saying that they just can't support Donald Trump because they think that Trump would put the nation's security at risk. How do you feel about that? Is this something you have thought about? Is this something you think is an overreaction? Most of these people, I should say, have served in the cabinet of President George W. Bush.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know a lot of those people. Some of them are really good friends, and I respect them all. But they are the establishment Republicans, and that's the status quo. And what I guess concerns me about the letter and other letters like it and other national security experts who have come out and said, never Trump, I'll never help him. Well, what happens? What's plan B? What happens if he does win? Despite your letter, what happens if the American people do elect that person? He's going to needle all the experts to give him the advice and the steady hands. And if they're saying, look, I'm never Trump, then I think it's a disservice to the nation that if it is President Trump, would they then not offer their guidance and their helping hand, their collective wisdom? So I think that's one point. But then the second point is, you know, look, I think we have a unique historic moment in the United States and in the world. And that is a unique historic moment like to rethink national security policy, the same way that Nixon and Kissinger rethought it in the 1970s,
right,
in the opening to China, the same way Reagan rethought it in the 1980s, that instead of just having an existence with the Soviet Union in a Cold War, we'd win the Cold War, we'd use economic means to win it, and we would rethink mutually assured destruction and think about strategic defense against nuclear weapons. So I think we're at one of those inflection points now because the United States has options we didn't have 5-10 years ago.
Can I say what bothers me about it is that it's just a lot of hand-rubbing. Oh, we don't like Donald Trump. And then they also say, we don't like Hillary either.
Well, but, you know, sometimes in life you got to make a choice.
Yeah.
And I think that the as far as who are these people and what role could they play, well, they've taken themselves out of the option of playing a role in any future administration, mm-hmm, either Hillary's or Trump's. And they're establishment thinkers. I mean, that is the status quo. And by very definition, the status quo and establishment doesn't think outside the box. And I think it's a unique historic moment for thinking outside the box, for rethinking the Middle East, rethinking our relationship with Russia, rethinking how we've let China push us around. And so I'm sorry to see those people opting out of that rethinking process.
KT, there's been frosty relationships between Russia and Turkey, most specifically, personally, between Putin and President Erdogan of Turkey, over border disputes, over the Kurds and the war against ISIS, and there have been various issues over the last year or so. They just met face-to-face, shook hands, and they both vowed to mend their broken relationship. Am I wrong in thinking that's not necessarily good news for us?
No, it's definitely not good news for us. But, you know, these guys have had a sort of, they're like teenagers. I mean, they get along for a while, and then they don't get along for a while, and they get along for a while, and they're going to be best friends forever until tomorrow. So I'm not sure that this is the permanent relationship. However, you know, the chess pieces on the global chessboard are moving around. What's the new relationship with Russia and China? Is there a new relationship with Russia and Iran? Or Russia and Turkey? Is Europe in a different place? That's why I think that we the United States, we the nation, should have a debate about where do we see America and where do we see America's role in the world going forward. I think Hillary Clinton is the status quo.
Yeah.
Trump, the thing I like about Trump is he offers at least the opportunity to rethink. Will he do so or not? Will he seize the historic moment like Nixon, Kissinger did, like Reagan did? Who knows? But at least he has the option, because you know Hillary won't. So
yeah.
Will Trump? Who knows?
But did we, the U.S., miss an opportunity here as these two were sort of battling? And we do have a couple of common enemies, or is this sort of like one of those really bad choices where you really don't want to be on either side of Erdogan or Putin?
Well, Erdogan is our NATO ally and partner, so we've got that relationship.
Yeah, but his anti-Israeli positions have been troublesome.
And Erdogan again is like a teenager. Sometimes he likes Israel, sometimes he doesn't like Israel. But I think that the U.S. has the opportunity, because we are going to be in a great position of economic dominance if we do certain tax cuts, if we allow all the new innovations, the disruptive innovative technologies to be manufactured at the same time that Russia and China and other economies are slowing down, that it is our game. It is we have the high hand, we have the best cards in the game, were we to choose to use them. And that may be to rethink the relationship with Russia,
yeah,
China, et cetera. Look, we got five enemies right now, right? And I think that's a lot.
So I want you to revisit something that is very much the whole spate of stories that have coming out in the last 24 hours about the relationship between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, and how, you know, there were deals that were being cut, and there's a lot of collusion between the foundation and the State Department. What is the danger in a situation like that? Help us understand how dangerous it is when there is a perception of, or actually is, pay for play.
Yeah, I mean, America's for sale. That, to me, has always been the issue with the Clintons, and that wasn't even the email servers and the classification. It was always the corruption. Now, we never asked the question, why did they set up that separate email server system in the first place? She probably knew it was going to get her into trouble. Why did they bother? Was it, you know, who were they worried about? Because it was well before Benghazi that the system was set up. I've always thought that the system was set up to mask whatever the relationship might be between donations from foreign countries and foreign companies and foreign individuals to the Clinton Foundation, mm-hmm. and then special favors they would get from either Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Senator Hillary Clinton, or potentially President Hillary Clinton.
Sadly, we may not see some of those emails until the very last moment, like literally a couple of days before the election. KT McFarland, thank you so much. Great, always good to have you. It's now 7:44.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Yeah, you're looking at the calendar, noticing the kids are about ready to go back to school. Maybe you're thinking about that a lot. Maybe you're planning one of those last-minute trips. Well, maybe you need to stop and think about security. I mean, you know, we need to do that from time to time. Is your home or business secure? Ackerman Security can help. For $19.95 a month, Ackerman can protect you with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, all with a guaranteed response time. If you want to really be in the know, Ackerman can set you up with remote access so you can view screenshots, video clips, or be alerted when people enter or exit your home or business. With Ackerman's Total Connect service, it's just a few dollars more. You can also adjust lights and the locks and the thermostats through your smartphone or a tablet. Very high-tech, very secure. Ackerman Security. They do security better than anyone else because it's all they do, with a guaranteed response time, great customer service, certified monitoring. Ackerman makes sure that you are always safe and protected. If you make the switch to Ackerman this month, you'll save a lot of money. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
7:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Wow. Virginia, we have a lot of response here at the crash. Northbound Interstate 95 as you come up toward the Prince William Parkway. That's all along the left side. Then beyond, have a little bit of volume at the Occoquan. 395 off the Beltway, heaviest stretch through Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295, still trying to get everything cleared here, but the right lane blocked a few minutes ago still. 295 southbound, right near East Capitol Street, right lane blocked. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Virginia, a little bit sluggish here as you try to push north of the toll road toward the Legion Bridge. Northbound George Washington Parkway, heavy merging on through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Great chance, it's pretty low. Humidity's up, though, has probably low 90s today, about 93, with some sun this afternoon, maybe some fog early. And then with a late-day shower thunderstorm threat, we'll still see the numbers fairly warm through the evening, and then overnight fall back to a warm 77. Isolated storms tomorrow, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 80 degrees, and it's going to be very, very humid today at 7:47.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Time to start thinking about these presidential debates that are coming up. September 26th at Hofstra University, October 9th in St. Louis, and October 19th in Las Vegas, Nevada. There's also a vice presidential debate set for October 4th in Farmville, Virginia.
Farmville.
We can head on down to Farmville.
Let's go to Farmville.
It's not fair that Tim Kaine gets home court advantage.
Yeah, that's
there
not right, is
on
it?
On that one. Yeah. So the debates are hanging out there. And yesterday, Hillary Clinton, she the nominee for the Democratic Party. And by the way, can I just point out, dating back to 1988 here, mm-hmm. we're looking at Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, and then possibly Clinton.
Yeah.
Okay, can we get it together here, people?
Yeah, I know.
Hillary Clinton, the nominee, said yesterday, I absolutely will do these debates. I will do all three of them, and I challenge Donald Trump to accept my challenge. It's like, what is this? What is this? Like, medieval times where you throw down the gauntlet there while people are eating.
Throw down
their
your gloves.
Speech.
I challenge you, Mike.
And Trump said, yeah, I'll do the debates. I want to debate, but I want to see the conditions. See, here's the thing about these presidential debates. The parties agree to these things years in advance.
That's right.
And Trump is like, okay, well, I wasn't really, involved in the negotiation. I want to do the debates. I'm interested in debates. I just want to see the conditions. And my guess is, and what's being leaked out there is that one of his biggest issues is who's going to be the moderator.
Yeah, well, I can understand that.
Yes, it should be. In fact, I still don't understand why we just accept this idea that a television news anchor is qualified to be and only qualified to be a debate moderator. We've been having this conversation since the primaries began over a year ago. But may I just humbly propose right now that the WMAL lineup of talk show hosts could be pretty good debate moderators? Let's just do that. If Hillary Clinton is so confident in her ability to handle a debate, then Mark Levin can moderate one. Chris Plank can moderate one. You and I think we can do the town hall.
Yeah, the town hall would be great.
Let's do the town hall format.
Microphones I could run to the audience. And
you betcha. Do that Oprah thing.
I love doing that, That'd be good. Listen, the debates are going to happen, and Donald's going to quibble with the format and try to have some impact on it, but I think they'll go forward, and that's a good thing. I'm more concerned about the state of the Trump campaign. And look, I mean, I don't want to be a gloomy Gus here. And I know that...
How about a Debbie Downer?
I don't want to be a gloomy Gus. I'll just stick with that. But, I mean, I'm sworn to give it to you straight, folks. That's what I'm all about. And right now, these polls, and everybody, polls don't matter. Now look at how many people show up at the campaign rallies. I'm telling you, the polls matter when there are 40 polls out there that all show the same thing. And the polls seem to suggest that he's blowing it big time. And the thing that happened yesterday and the comment about guns, no matter what you think about that, it didn't help. And I'm very concerned about the state of this campaign right now. And I just got to give it to you straight, folks. This doesn't look good. I just have to say it.
Okay. Is there anything specific? Is there a new round of polls?
Yeah, there's a whole... every poll that comes out, it's worse. I mean, there are very few polls that you can point to where Donald Trump can say, oh, this is good news, because there's not much there.
It looks like Florida, which is an all-important state, is a one-point... Clinton, basically, it's within the margin of error right now, according to this Quinnipiac poll. I always like to look at the states. I don't look at the national polls, really, because they're meaningless, because it's not a national campaign. Yeah. So, Florida, Clinton is ahead 46-45. In Ohio, it's 49-45. Pennsylvania... Pennsylvania is troubling because this Quinnipiac poll shows that she's up by 10 points in Pennsylvania,
right,
where 3 weeks ago, I think, Trump was ahead by like five points.
Look at the trend. And look, I'm not saying that it's not too late. It can still be fixed, but it needs to get fixed pretty quick.
751.
We believe happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Freedom from hunger.
Everyone should have enough to eat.
Freedom from fear.
Everyone deserves to live in peace.
Freedom from external limitations.
Everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Freedom from junk.
Pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Set yourself free today.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jeff Foxworthy, Kenny Rogers, Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, and Toni Braxton. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Ever notice that the last three letters in American spell can? Maybe that's why we want to say we can shop online, we can use free Wi-Fi, and we can give our social security number and other personal information to our bank if we want to. But the fact that we can do all of those things exposes personal information that can lead to identity theft. At LifeLock, we believe you have the right to be free to do everything you do every day. So we use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a huge variety of identity threats. And we have a U.S.-based team who will work to resolve issues if your identity ever is stolen. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can live with more peace of mind. Membership starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. And if you become a LifeLock member now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE. LifeLock.
7:53, time to check in on your money. What's going to happen today? Well, Chuck Kamlick from the CNBC News Desk knows. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning, and going back to your theme last hour of the Olympic going for the gold thing, the Dow could hit gold today. A new record if it rises just 60 points. Stocks are set to rise, but the gains are expected to be small. Positive housing news, mortgage applications up more than 7% last week because of a big jump in demand for refis. Disney betting big on baseball for its future, buying a one-third stake in Major League Baseball streaming service so it can offer an ESP online package for live sports events. Disney's profits rose because of hit movies like Captain America and Finding Dory. Michael Kors' profits and sales fell last quarter because weaker sales here in North America, fewer people at department stores and the mall. Delta canceling another 90 or so flights today because of Monday's computer outage. Now Southwest Airlines, where 2,000 flights were canceled in July because of those same computer issues, says that outage will result in lower revenue for the month. And two rare 1-cent coins dating back to 1792 are expected to sell for more than $1 million at an auction in California today. The coins were made during the early days of the U.S. Mint. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And here's a good business idea. It's Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. You want to call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or your investment property. Yeah, if you've already got property managers or if you're managing your investment property now, listen to this. It's very important. You already know that with renting, your home becomes a cash register that rings every month. It provides you that great cash flow. Someone else is paying your mortgage. You still get tax savings, appreciation, equity, all that stuff. But here's the deal. No one wants to deal with the hassle of being a landlord, right? That's not what you want to do with your day. No. So who are you going to get? You're going to get Renter's Warehouse. They're going to find you quality tenants for top dollar. On average, it just takes 17 days. They're going to handle all the pesky paperwork and the legal stuff. They're going to handle rent collection every month. They're going to handle the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. What's it going to cost for them to handle all that stuff? All that stuff, what's it going to cost? $80 a month. A flat fee, $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call them now. Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, must begin with the good news. 295 southbound at East Capitol Street. Finally, all lanes have been reopened from the crash. However, in its wake, big delays will take some time to clear out, but the closer you get to East Capitol Street, the better the pace will be. Both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway got hit hard with this crash when it was in place. George Washington Parkway, southbound as you approach the 14th Street Bridge, accident activity still there. On the Georgetown Pike, eastbound prior to the Beltway, crews responding to a crash that was just reported. Virginia 95 jam trying to get through Dale City. The crash right as you pass the Prince William Parkway was along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
How much rain in the rain bucket today? An isolated late day evening shower, thunder shower. Otherwise, pretty humid and pretty hot. Temperatures at or just above 90 degrees with clouds early, some sunshine developing as the day goes on. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 degrees at 7:57.
It's fall 2017. You're at your doctor's office getting the results of a checkup. You think everything's okay, but you're about to hear a life-changing diagnosis. Cancer, heart disease, another illness? Virtual Physical can take a look at your future today, so you have the chance to change your future. The best disease prevention and treatment response is early detection. So if you can spare 10 minutes, book a scan at Virtual Physical. Get a 3D journey through your body to make sure nothing serious is looming, like hardened arteries. Immediately after, a radiologist will go over your results and you can get on with your life knowing you're okay or changes you need to make. This week, there's a special offer for our listeners. Just $199 for the virtual heart scan when you mention WMAL. Call 301-984-9009. Full body scan, sedation and pain-free virtual colonoscopy also available. A scan can save your life. Call Virtual Physical and take a look at your future. 301-984-9009.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone, the Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Coming up on WMA,
DNC staffer shot and killed last month. It wasn't a robbery. Now, from Julian Assange, some hints that he may have been the person who leaked the documents from the Democratic Party. We'll give you the latest on this developing story.
And you've heard of these 50 Republicans who wrote a letter saying Donald Trump is ill-equipped to...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.